coffee time. Coffee. Cappuccino. Java. Yes.
Hey, yeah, 25 Henry. We turn your previous frequency, please.
Shalom shalom everyone, and welcome to the coffee break with myself Leah and with Yusuf. And wow, what a week it has been, what a weekend it has been, what a day it has been. And it's just so incredible that we are sitting here tonight, and it's such a blessing that we can all be together. And I think of so many people right now that are facing a lot of different realities, and as human beings and as humankind, we just face this coronavirus that everybody's talking about, and a lot of people are tired of hearing about this. But we also know that, you know, there is a lot that we need to talk about and exactly what's facing us. And I know a lot of people that have churches and things, and those things are not gonna, people are not gonna be able to meet like that for a while. And so it is actually a privilege and a joy to be able to do this, Yusuf, for us all to be able to be together. I don't know why people don't consider this option, you know, more, because it's such a way that we can really just join together in unity and in love and be together. And you know, we're not harming anybody at this present time. We're not breathing on anybody, you know. So it's such a joy just to be with everybody, you know, this evening. And I'm super blessed to be with you all, and exactly like so many people have said, you know, thrilled that everything worked out today. It's been challenging the last few weeks, you know, but we are so grateful for being here today. And Yusuf, I want to welcome you to the coffee break. And how are you doing today?
Thank you so much. You know, I am excited. I think, like Elias said, last week was a little bit challenging, but we're on air today and it's going to be great. I believe the Father has a message for us this evening. I believe that, you know, like Elias said, even in the turmoil, even in the times where things are upside down, Yahweh wants us to hear His voice. He wants us to know what He's saying to us. He wants us to be people that walk by His Spirit, not by the spirit of the age. And you know, Elias, I get excited because when the world talks about things, you know, they talk about it from, you know, from man's perspective or from scientific perspective or from the perspective of what they see right in front of them. But we as believers, we can talk from the perspective of the Word of Yahweh. We can look at it and we can see what Yeshua has told us in His Word, and we can begin to look at it and lift up our heads, as the scripture says, and see that our redemption is drawing near. And we shouldn't be living in fear or in worry or in anxiety, but we should be looking and we should be looking at what's going on and saying, you know, Abba Father, what is it that You require of me? Where am I at in all of this that's taking place? And we should be asking the Father, what can we do in all of this? You know, like you said, as leaders, as people who have a place where we can share truth from, what are we going to do with what we have? And we are privileged. We are truly privileged to be able to broadcast like this, that the broadcasts go far and wide, that we don't have to necessarily be in front of people. Don't necessarily have to be laying our hands on people or shaking hands with people or being around that environment. But the Father has blessed us to be able to use YouTube and use this platform that we have in order for us to share the truth. So this evening, Aaliyah, I pray that as we get into what the Father's laid on our hearts, that we will really speak from His heart, not from our own, and that we will really just share the truth with everybody this evening. So I'm excited for this.
I'm really glad that you're excited about that, because I think that a lot of people are excited about it. And if you're having any trouble with the broadcast, please do try and refresh the page, because sometimes that really helps, especially when it's buffering. It could just be the internet momentarily. We know that was a technical huge difficulty last week and it could be happening again, but hopefully everything is fine. You know, Yusuf, as we've just been through this week, it's been incredible, because, you know, to be honest with you, before this week, a lot of people were talking about this virus that's been spreading, and you know, a lot of people are being very fearful, and there's a lot that's been happening. And I think that for me, it was a sense of just saying, well, you know what, this is happening, but it's not time for fear, and it's not time to get scared, and it's not time to, you know, doubt, or it's not time to just, you know, get into our flesh. Because the truth of the matter is that when we hear big things that are happening, you know, there's there's almost like people get excited to be scared. You know, sure. It's like people that watch horror movies or read horror books. It's like the fear and excitement feel exactly the same. You know, the response of your body when you hear something and it goes into your thoughts, it releases, you know, adrenaline into your body. And there's like that rush that comes like when you're on a roller coaster. And I think that that's part of what's been happening in our world. You know, a lot of people are saying the media is to blame for the hype that's happening in the world right now. And with everything that we see, you know, the media are putting out horrible stories and all of these kind of things. But I think up until this week, for me, it was really a case of wanting to not be, you know, ignorant, but also wanting to be fully in that sense of, well, you know what, Abba Father has us and it's going to be okay no matter what. And I think that on Friday, I went out in the early morning, late morning to go and get groceries for Shabbat in the weekend. And I went to a small, you know, little shopping mall of maybe about 10 shops. And just it was the first time that I think this whole thing that what we're actually facing became very real to me in the sense of what people are experiencing besides what I, you know, was just thinking and being like, yeah, we have got to just stay in this place of shalom and I've got to just keep going and all this kind of thing. But just, you know, stepping out and just going from shop to shop and getting the things that I needed. And I got back to my car and I just burst out crying. And the fear that I felt in the air, the panic that I felt, and if you're a very deep spiritual person, you feel these things from other people and you experience it in the air. And yes, some people wouldn't, but other people would. And I really just felt like, what is going on? And there was, it just felt very dangerous, you know. And it's interesting how a virus that only maybe a few people in one country have, and maybe it's not even close to you, can, you know, a virus that's kind of almost invisible, so to speak, because I mean, it's not like a dog in front of you, can make you feel so scared, you know. It's a very real danger that you almost feel like you're facing. And it just became so evident to me that there is just so much that is being faced. And of course, now coming to the coffee break, we were just listening to our president of our country giving his first address to our nation as the cases rise. And, you know, just hearing the what's been instituted and also knowing that, you know, suddenly it's become very personal because it's your country. I mean, just before it was China, and then it was Italy, then it's Iran. And you're just like, well, these places are very far from me and I'm not going there. But now it's really personal, you know. And so there's all these things you have to think about. And just to be open this evening and share with all of you. I mean, Yusuf and I have two ministry travels outside of the country that's happening this year, one in May and one in September. And now we have to, you know, cancel the May trip. And that kind of made it very personal. Now it's very hard. And that thought of, well, Abba Father, you know, we really do know that we are called to these things. What do we do? And I think that that's very, very important for us to discuss tonight. And I think that, you know, when your countries start to institute, like ours has, travel bans and non-essential travel and saying don't do this and don't do that, and you have countries that are infected that you're actually going to be going to, they may not be super high-risk countries, but there is risk. You have to think about others. And I think that that's part of what I really felt and experienced this weekend, Yusuf, that my heart is moved for other people. I don't want to come back from a country and be fine, but maybe not, or whatever, and in, you know, even if I'm fine, pose a risk to anybody else, especially older people, especially family members. And I think that that's a big thing that we need to realize. I know people right now who just decided that they're going to some high-risk countries in Europe and posting all their photos like, oh, we're having such a great time. But I don't think they realize the extent of what you're doing to other people. You could be having a great time, you know, in Europe somewhere. That's Europe is this epicenter of what's happening in our world now. Was China, now it's Europe. And now coming back to South Africa and living just down the road from us, and now saying, you know, we're just going to re-enter and everyone must just accept that you guys did this. And it's not okay for us to be thinking just of ourselves right now. And that's, I think, a big thing as well, especially when you live in a, you know, what we consider a developing nation. You know, even though South Africa is very developed, we know that one of the things that struck me as well was 50% of the the nation doesn't have access to running water. We talk about washing our hands. You know, we can stop the spread of this virus if you wash your hands. What do you do with 50% of the population, close to like 25 million or more people, don't have access to running water? They're not washing their hands. How do we deal with that? So we have to start to think in terms of like what's happening, but we also need to get into what the word says. And I think that that's exactly what you're going to share with us. And I just wanted to share one more thing before I hand to you, is that I've said three times during this broadcast tonight, and I never say when I'm recording, because it's this rule that I have. But I know that emotionally, I know that as a human being, I'm dealing with a lot of emotions tonight. So it's thinking about others, thinking about, you know, this, everything. You're thinking about so many things, and just, you know, what the Father's trying to say to you as well. And it is big that we don't get fearful. I don't feel scared at all. But I think that, you know, one of the things also struck me that happened on Friday when I went to the health shop to get something completely unrelated to any viruses. One of the things that struck me was they were unpacking, you know, sanitizer. Now, you cannot find hand sanitizer anywhere. And so they were unpacking sanitizer, and the lady had about 100 bottles. I was in the store for about 3.5 minutes. And when I left, they had 20 bottles left. So people were going absolutely crazy. But the lady that was working in the store said to me that there was an older lady that comes in and buys sanitizer every week because her paraplegic daughter is in a wheelchair, and they sanitize the wheelchair every week because that's standard practice with someone that's in a wheelchair. And the lady was very distraught because she can no longer find sanitizer. And I did a journalistic test. I went to the pharmacy, I went to all these, you know, Clicks and all these big stores, and they did not have sanitizing stuff at all. Only this health shop had, so they could help this lady. And you know what, Joseph, that really impacted me very big, because I sat there and I was literally sitting on the counter waiting for the manager of the radio station to message me back about sanitizers for our microphones. And I sat there thinking to myself, that's why we mustn't fear by, and I think that's the essence of the message Yahweh has really impacted in my heart. I thought of this older lady and her paraplegic daughter in a wheelchair that really needs these things. Whereas I see all these people buying up like 20, 30, you know, sanitizers, and I was speaking to some of them, and they were like, no, we're just going to keep these. And I'm thinking, like, why are we thinking about others? And that's our role as well as the body of Messiah. Mm. I'm not saying go out there and be in contact with everybody, because we need to minimize that. But what are we doing as the body of Messiah? You know, it is loving our neighbors, we love ourselves, and we have these things, but we also need to know what we're supposed to do right now.
Amen. You know, Leah, you were talking about, you know, how, you know, in the world people are fearing. But just this week we were chatting, and you and I were chatting, and, you know, there was this kind of feedback that we got from people that are saved. And I was kind of flabbergasted to see how saved people are reacting in the face of this virus too. How there is so much fear in the camp of Messiah Yeshua. How people are saying, hey, you know what, I need to sanitize my house, I need to clean things, I need to get a mask, I need to, you know, I'm fearing, what if I get sick, what if I die, things like this. And I was thinking to myself, why is it that as believers we are putting our faith in other things? And that's what I want to talk about this evening. You know, if we, somebody said this, and I read it just this week, this person said, living under the weight of the what ifs is a hard place to dwell. Wow. And that's the truth. Living under the weight of the what ifs is a hard place to dwell. So many people now are sitting and saying, okay, but what if? What if X, Y, and Z happens? We as the people of Messiah Yeshua should be at a place where we know that the Bible says that these things are going to take place. These things are just going to become the beginning of birth pains, and they're going to increase as Messiah Yeshua returns. But our response as the body of Messiah Yeshua has to be a response based upon the spirit of Yahweh, not based upon fear. Yahweh doesn't want us to be ignorant. He also doesn't want us to be people that kind of run around and are like, oh, well, you know what? I am covered by the blood of Messiah Yeshua. Yes, we are, but we cannot be selfish in the way that we do things. And we cannot be, we cannot go to a place if Yahweh hasn't sent us. If Yahweh wants me to still go on my missions trip in May, then he will make a way. Mm. And then I will go knowing that I'm safe, that my government is allowing me to travel, and that I'm going there with the hand of Yahweh behind me. But if it shuts down and Yahweh closes the door, then I need to be content and know that Yahweh will open another door. Mm. But am I content? That's the question. Am I living in the truth of his word? And I want to read a scripture to you this evening. It's found in Philippians chapter 4. And it's a scripture that I think a lot of you know. But it says this, Philippians 4 verse 67, it says, do not be anxious about anything, about nothing. We are not supposed to be anxious about anything. We are supposed to, in every situation, including this situation, by prayer and petition. Petitioning Yahweh is getting down on your hands and knees, or getting down face before him and asking him, petitioning him to show you what is your response during this crisis. What is our response to our neighbor? What is our response to the world out there that doesn't know Messiah Yeshua? This is the time, brothers and sisters, where we should be witnessing. Mm-hmm. This is a time where we can share the gospel of Messiah Yeshua. Because why? Because we have a hope. Even though we might get sick, even though we might get infected, and some of us might land up in hospital, I pray that it doesn't happen. But if that does happen, we have a hope inside of us, Aaliyah, that the rest of the world doesn't have. Mm-hmm. And that hope is that even if we die, we still will live with Messiah Yeshua. The rest of the world doesn't have that. That's why the world begins to panic. And that's why I want to speak this evening about believers. If our faith is not found in the truth of the scriptures, but it is found in something else, then we are basing our faith in the coronavirus instead of what the word says. We're basing our faith in what this virus could do, the what ifs, instead of basing it in the truth of what Yeshua's word says. And Yeshua says, and we've spoken about this clearly in so many things that we've spoken about, those who live according to his ways and do what his instructions say and love him with all their heart, all their mind, and all their soul, and put their faith in him, they are protected from the hour of trial. They are also given an open door during a time when no one else is able to go and minister. And the Bible says that they will go out and they will proclaim the word, and they'll be protected from the hour of trial. Yes, maybe you'll get sick, but you will recover. Yes, maybe you will fall ill, or things will come across your path. Or maybe not even. Maybe Yahweh, by his grace, will cause you to move supernaturally from place to place without being even infected, because he wants the word of Yahweh to go out. We cannot be so blown over by the first pandemic that's hitting the world, because like I say, it's only the beginning of birth pains. And if Yahweh wants us to stay at home and be at home, then let it be a time where we reflect upon his word and where we study and where we ask the Father, what can we do to impact our community, or even begin to share the word of Yahweh in other ways. Like you said, write a blog, start something that you've never done before. Use the time that Yahweh has given you to begin to spread the word of Yahweh in this time, because time is running out, and we need to be proactive. So the scripture continues and it says, with thanksgiving present your request to Yahweh, and the peace of Yahweh, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Messiah Yeshua. Yeah. If our hearts are focused on other things, if our hearts are so focused on what the world is doing, like you say, the media, on movies, Hollywood mentality, if our hearts are not steadfast, if we haven't truly been redeemed from our fear, then we are not going to be able to have a mind set on the things of Messiah Yeshua. Because he says it clearly, that you need to guard your heart. Our hearts get infected by the people that we keep contact with. Mm-hmm. And this is not only talking about, you know, the social group where the virus is maybe. It's talking about the fact that Yahweh is talking about the condition of our hearts getting infected by the company that we keep. Mm-hmm. So if we keep in company with people that are living in fear continually, and we're never speaking up in that company and saying, well, you know what, I believe in Messiah Yeshua. I believe in the one who set me free. He is my healer, and he will carry me through, and that my life belongs to him.
Mm. You know what, also, Yosef, this, something like this really speaks to our wounds as well. Because, for example, you know, sometimes people that have lost loved ones and have never really overcome that feeling of that loss, you know, it's a lot of times that speaks to that wound. Mm. So you get fearful about getting sick, you know, you're very fearful about dying, or you're very fearful about getting sick, and you're covering your face with a mask, and you're so fearful, and someone just you know, scratches their nose next to you, you like jump up and it's a crazy whirl. But because it's speaking to that wound that's still inside of you. And that's something that I've noticed as well recently with people, is like certain people prone to towards that fear, prone towards that panic. And you wonder why. Is it just their mindset or whatever? But it very much is speaking to a wounded place as well. Because I know a lot of people that have lived their whole lives around taking certain vitamins and doing certain practices, but when you speak to them about it, they will say, well, my mother died of cancer 10 years ago, or my father died of cancer, and so cancer is linked to X, Y, and Z, and that's why I take these certain supplements every day. And it's good practices to take supplements, great, but it's not coming from a right place, because it's still coming from the place of woundedness. So in this time, while we are, you know, maybe having to stay at home, or maybe just having to reflect on how we're going to interact with people in a different way, we can allow this time to purify us and have the Father's Spirit. When we walk in any spirit, we don't have to, you know, wait for the Spirit to like come upon us and just grant us this revelation. We're walking in the Spirit of Yahweh all the time, and that Spirit enables us to really, really connect with Abba Father and say, that's this, you know what, Abba Father, am I fearful because of something else? Maybe I'm not scared of the disease, you know, maybe it, but it's speaking to some place in me that may have not become whole yet in your spirit. So I think that during these times and these moments that we look at it and we say, this is a great time. You know what? This work that I have been neglecting doing in my personal life because I'm struggling, you know, with self-doubt. So I circle my computer about, you know, I lose count around about the 75th time that I've circled it.
Almost 80.
Yeah, you know, and lost maybe like, you know, I don't know how many minutes. So when they like self-isolate us and they're like Aaliyah, you have to stay at home, I think I'm gonna get excited, because then I feel like Yahweh is placing me in a position where I can no longer put off certain things, and now I'm like all excited and like, yeah, this is my dream, man, this is my dream, because then I have nothing else to do but to finish my work, you know, that I have to do, instead of struggling and being like, nah, I'm just going to go minister that place now because I don't want to do this. So, you know, I think that there are moments of goodness in all of this. And I just want to say before we go to a song that, you know, if we look at history, like I love history, but if we look at history, we'll find that there's always been pandemics. You know, we had the Spanish flu and we had the Black Plague and we had all of these things happening. And 100 years ago, we were faced with this. And yes, 100 years is a long time. But, you know, there were things that happened. It's almost as though it's very, you know, cyclic. It's a cycle that this does happen. We're not the first generation to experience it, and there's a lot of us alive today, which means that some people did survive. A lot of people survived these things, and yes, we need to be praying, and I feel as well led to pray for people that, you know, can develop medication. And I know a lot of people will be like, oh Leah, that's so evil. Well, no, I don't believe that's evil, because, you know, we have doctors and surgeons and scientists and researchers and people that Yahweh have created to understand those things, and they're the ones that have developed the antibiotics and the things that we do need. I'm not a fan of antibiotics, but it has saved people's lives. And so we need to be praying as well that there will be, you know, that wisdom in whoever is going to come up with helping. And one day the coronavirus will just be like the flu, you know, we will just be used to it being in our world, instead of now we're not used to it being in our world. And that's also why there's so much fear.
Before we go to that song, I want to just share something this evening. You know, we need to also understand, and that's our duty as believers, we need to understand, like I said, the word of Yahweh. We also need to understand the book of Revelation. I know that now, you know, in the Bible reading group that we are talking about that book, and we're speaking specifically about the book of Revelation. And one of the things that we've said over and over, it's not the book of Revelations, it's the book of Revelation. It's the understanding of Messiah Yeshua and his bride, and then the events that will take place around that. And what's important for us to understand too is that the seals, when the seals are opened up, it's actually a time where it's not necessarily the judgments of Yahweh. It's actually that the seals are opening up and these horse riders are going out upon the earth because of man's own wickedness. Mm. You know, wars, the red horse rider, wars happen because of man's greed. Man's greed is pushing wars and agendas. Disease takes place after wars. Pestilence takes place after wars. You know, after World War I and World War II, there was new diseases that were never found on the earth before. Yeah. Because what happens is, as man destroys the natural and turns their back upon Yahweh and looks and seeks after greed, then we go and we have wars, the earth gets destroyed, new diseases come, pestilence comes, and more people die, things like famine and so forth. So we need to understand that we can argue this whole point and say, well, you know, this is Yahweh's judgment. In a sense, it's a cause and effect of man's own actions. Mm. And as we go on into more things, and as we get into, you know, the different things in the book of Revelation, then we begin to see how Yahweh then casts his judgment, how the judgment comes upon the earth because they are no longer listening. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at it from that perspective and say, you know what, this is an opportunity for humankind to turn back. Not once have I heard a president or a leader or somebody say, I haven't heard it yet in South Africa. I know that now, you know, Donald Trump has called for a day of prayer. And that's a good thing, even though sometimes I don't agree with everything that Donald Trump says and does. We need to be people that are praying. We need to, as a society and as the people of the world, we need to be coming together and saying, you know what, this thing can only be resolved if we pray. And if we pray and we really earnestly pray and we trust that Yahweh can do this, wouldn't it be a great testimony to those who don't believe?
Mm. Amen. And there are miracles that are happening and people who are referring to these things and talking about these things. But again, these are things that our media is not going to be covering because it's not sensational. That's and it right. doesn't sell. You know, oh, miracle, person got healed by supernatural. You know, then it's just going to become like a crazy story. So, you know what? I know that there's a lot more that you want to share with us after this song. So this is Red Rocks Worship. Do not be afraid. Enjoy it, and we will see you when we get back. That's such a cool song, and I think that it's just really relevant for not only what we're talking about this evening, but for so, so many things in our lives that we are not afraid. So, you know what? Like we've been saying before the break, I think that it's really important for us to know right now what Abba Father is saying to each and every single one of us. And I think that when there are global realities that face us, whatever those realities look like, you know, it should be a time where we go to the Father and ask Him about these realities and ask Him, what does this really mean to us? And what can we learn and how can we grow personally? Because I know that the Father is not up there, you know, just being like, oh, I'm just floating in the clouds and I don't care about what's happening on the earth. He cares about what's happening and He knows how all of us will feel and what we will understand. So I think that now would be an amazing time. You know, Yosef, I would love to hear people sharing about revelation truth that Abba Father gives them in this time. Because I think that when we go through really, really hard times as human beings, as humanity, not just personal, but collectively, that, you know, Abba Father will give us revelation truth and will speak to our heart if we really seek Him, and what He can tell us on a personal level can, you know, impact so many people on a deeper level. So I would love to hear that. I would love to hear people who are really spirit-filled and really seeking the Father start sharing with the body, you know, things that He is really saying. And I'm not talking about like prophets or like false teachers and stuff. I'm talking about just normal human beings like all of us just saying, yeah, Abba Father gave me this word, He gave me this scripture. And I will say that last night, you know, Yosef and I, how we had a time of prayer about a lot of things, and during that time I just really felt the Father say to me that, you know, an army will go forth upon the earth, an army of righteous spirit-filled saints will go out upon the earth. And that was something that he ministered to me about many years ago, and it was like Him reminding me again that, Aaliyah, there will be this time that you've always believed in and that we've always spoken about, that there will be a time given to the saints, that they will do amazing things. And Yeshua again reminding me that, you know, over 2.3 billion people still not having the gospel, and His words in Matthew 24 will come true, and that this truth will be preached unto the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. You know, people are talking about World War III starting with this thing. It's such a load of nonsense, because we know we have these signs, and Abba Father says that the gospel will go forth, which means there will be an army. And I truly believe that, Yosef, we will see these signs and wonders in these days, so we can take courage in knowing that Abba Father is for us. He is not against us. He is not unaware of what we're going through, but we can take courage in being part of that remnant who will go forth. Doesn't mean that we're going to cross, all of us will cross borders and nations, but it will be that maybe you go forth in your community of influence. And that's something we can hold on to when times get tough and when doors seem closed. We know that our Father's not done working yet.
You know, Leah, you said something interesting, and I want to touch on that. You know, the Bible tells us that the just, the righteous, shall live by their faith. We've spoken about this so many times, and it talks about the righteous being in Messiah Yeshua, being one that is a tzaddik, righteous. You're living no longer by the standard of this world, but you're living by His righteousness and His truth. And it talks about such people, and the Bible says that the righteous shall live by their faith. And I did a whole teaching on that verse. And what's interesting about that verse is that if we live by our faith in Messiah Yeshua, then that faith that we have gives hope and life to other people. That's what He wants us to do. So if we believe that our righteousness is found in Messiah Yeshua, and we're living according to His word, and our identity is in Him, not in the media, not in society as a whole, but our identity is found in Messiah Yeshua. This is everything that we're talking about tonight comes right back to one word, identity. Our identity in Messiah Yeshua has to be secure in order for our faith to be lived out in this generation that we are finding ourselves in. If our identity is found in anything else, and we have, like you said earlier, we have issues still in our hearts, pain, resentment, anger, all these kind of things, our identity has little cracks within it. And when hardship comes, persecution comes, the Bible tells us that many people will fall away and they will not be able to endure because they didn't have a solid identity in Messiah Yeshua. He wants us, and that's why for the last couple of years, He's been working on our hearts. He's been working on our identity. He's been taking us out of places where it's been all about, you know, How do I say, group efforts and things where maybe we weren't receiving what we needed to, like churches or places where we were so focused on other things. Now he's taken us and said, you know what, I want you to focus on yourself. I want you to focus on who you are in me, because without that, we are not going to be able to make it in these days that lie ahead. Mm. And I said just now that I was reading what this man said, and he quoted, living under the weight of the what if is a hard place to dwell. But he also said this: worrying about contracting the virus reveals that we do not trust God's goodness and grace as much as we say we do. So in other words, when we sit at home and we confess on a, if you go to church, you confess on a Sunday to your friends or your Christian friends or even, here in this environment that we are sitting right now, we confess to one another on the Bible reading group or as friends. We say, hey, you know what? I believe that Messiah Yeshua is going to do X, Y, and Z for me. But as soon as we walk away, in our minds and in our hearts, we're thinking, man, what happens if I contract this thing? What happens if somebody in my family contracts this thing? And you know, I wonder sometimes what the disciples would have thought if they were alive in this time. Would they be saying to themselves, well, you know what, what if, you know, what if? Or would they say to themselves, the faith that we have is based on what we saw and what we heard. We saw Messiah Yeshua being risen from the grave, and that same spirit that rose him from the grave lives in us. They walked around casting out demons, healing the sick, and helping people that were lame, and they did it continually. I'm not saying that every single one of us now is going to go and cast out COVID-19 out of people, no, but we should have the faith to believe that if one of our family members does contract it, that we can be sitting here at home and we can be praying for them to be healed, and that Yahweh in his goodness and his mercy is able to do that because he loves us, because he wants to reveal his glory to the world. And if we as the believers are going to sit back and say, well, you know what, this is now a World Health Organization problem, instead of getting on our knees and praying and trusting the Father to heal people so that that scripture can be fulfilled that says, through the body of Messiah Yeshua, the manifold wisdom and power of Yahweh was revealed. If we are not going to have faith, if we're going to put our faith in things like the virus, then it says this: if you put your faith in your worry, then worrying is our faith. In other words, our faith is no longer Messiah Yeshua. Our faith is our own worry, and we're putting our faith in that worry. And then we should question and ask ourselves, is our faith then really truthful? Is what we believe, are we living a saved and sanctified life if we are worrying? Yeshua said himself, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about how you're going to be sustained. Don't worry about these things. Because he knew that in the final generation and in the last days, there was going to be these things. You might not be able to get food. You know, Elijah walked around and he went and stuck away in a cave and there was no food. But Yahweh gave him water and Yahweh sent him a raven, a bird, to give him food. So I'm not saying that every single one of us...
Can I hold you accountable to this, Yusuf? No,
Yusuf, I have to be accountable to this too.
Yusuf, you know, when this virus broke out, he would be reading the news every day to me, and I'd be like, I really don't want to know. And that reading of the news, though, does cause that worry to come up, because it's just sensationalism, right? Again, you know, but not worrying is very, very deep, because not worrying, you know, I think that from a psychological perspective, we cling on to worry because it's kind of a motivator for us to do something. And sometimes, you know, we feel guilty when we don't worry. So say, for example, we're now dealing with this, you know, worldwide pandemic of a virus. And then we think to ourselves, well, we should be worrying about it because people are dying. Am I not compassionate if I do not worry? Do I not care about others if I'm not worried about others? This is how our minds work, Yusuf. And a lot of people, you know, I was thinking just this weekend, how many things the Father has taught and that we can learn, that people just go, oh, that's a spirit, or, oh, you know, you're just dealing with this. No, our minds are deep and rich and complex. As human beings, we are very, very deep. And sometimes this is how it works. Worrying is a way for us to use our personal power. And we interpret it like that sometimes. So we think if we don't worry about someone, we're not caring about them. If we don't worry about them, we're not being compassionate. If we don't worry about them, we're not being good believers. However, worrying is the opposite of having faith. We shouldn't worry about somebody or exercise our, you know, our spirituality in a way that we know we're just worrying about stuff. Rather, maybe we should exercise it in a way where as we don't worry and we just exercise compassion. I'm not worried about it. I just want to do what I can because I care. And the rest is not up to me. It's up to Yahweh. And people might not understand that way of being or that, you know, kind of like shalom that you carry because you're not worrying. You know, and that's what I find, and I want to mention this, a lot of men, for example, read the news a lot. It's just a statistic. It's just a reality. If you go down to the coffee shop, you will see men, majority, reading the newspaper. And it's come down to having found that, you know, men like to be in control because they want to take care. They want to know what's coming. They want to protect. They want to be in control of something. And so sometimes we want the information so we know how to control the situation and we know when we should be worrying about it. But at the end of the day, we can't exercise our faith in that way because that's not what the Father says. He says that we're not to worry because ultimately He is in control. Amen. It doesn't matter who we are. And then just exercising our faith and our belief in a way that is compassionate, that is, you know, well established. And not worrying is a discipline. It's kind of like when you begin to worry about something, you have to replace that thought with another thought that has to override that thought, and it has to become a habit. And we know that a habit takes at least 2 weeks to form. And sometimes we can have worrying thoughts maybe 50 times a day, depends on what's happening in your life. So allow the worry, if you are worried about this virus or you're worried about stuff, you know, allow the worry to teach you what's actually bothering you. Sometimes we could be worrying about a family member, and what's actually bothering us is something else, you know. So I think we need to allow it to inform us, but we need to go forward with faith and not worry. And say, and just because you don't worry doesn't mean you don't care.
Amen. You know, that was actually a point that I wanted to make, Leah, is that we should see the difference between concern and worry. You know, when we worry, then we panic. And when we panic, then we fret, and then we kind of freak out. But when we are concerned, our concern is based upon what we see and the desire to want to help others, our desire to want to see others, you know, rescued from that situation. And to be concerned is to pray. To pray for this, some of us will be able to meet people along the way now where we can really witness to them, and it's going to be an opportunity. For others of us, it might be a time where we can take some of the resources that we have and help other people to get the things that they might need, like sanitizer or whatever they might need, because maybe they don't have the money for it. And unfortunately also, like I say, you know, the governments have said around the world, and people do crazy things. People worry, so because they worry, then they panic buy, and by panic buying and doing all this stuff, we're just causing more and more stress for other people. So it's a time now as believers where we should be concerned about what's going on and ask the Father, how can we as the body of Messiah Yeshua help our neighbor? And we need to understand that our neighbors are all around us. This is the time for us now to be the hands and feet of Messiah Yeshua and to help your neighbor and to pray. And we, even on the coffee break, we, as you know, as friends and family that come to Treasured Inheritance Ministry, it's now a time for us to really, as the disciples did, not panic and worry, but pray. You know, the disciples went out, Elia, and they were persecuted. They were beaten. Many of them must have, you know, endured times of hardship, and there must have seriously been diseases during the times of the disciples too. There was, you know, there was a lot of things that were going on. But every time that they came against opposition, or they came against things that seemed to stop them, they went back and they prayed and said, "Thank you, Yahweh, for this opposition. We pray for more boldness. We pray for more opportunities to share the word of Yahweh." And that's what we should be asking the Father, that we have a peace that far surpasses all understanding. And I want to read the scripture to you. It's in John chapter 14, verse 27. It's before Yeshua is about to go, and he says to his disciples, he says, "Peace is what I leave with you. It's my own." It says, "It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does." You know, the world can't give us peace. The world can give us temporary peace. It's kind of like a, you know, for 1 or 2 days we can have this feeling of everything's okay, and tomorrow it's almost as if everything just falls apart. But Yeshua says, I give you this lasting peace that far surpasses your human understanding. And he says, don't be worried and upset. Don't be afraid. And this isn't tonight only about, you know, the coronavirus. This is about everything in our lives. We must not be worried and upset, whether it is your job situation, whether it is your child that is not saved, whether it is, you know, things that you're going through right now. Yeshua says, I want you to have my peace. And then in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, it says this. He says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For Yahweh your Elohim will be with you wherever you go. It comes back again, Elia, to identity. If we do not have faith in those words, then we will fret. Mm-hmm. Then we will panic. And then we will be scared and we will be terrified. Because in Psalm chapter 55 and verse 22, it says this. Don't carry your burden. Give your burden over to Yahweh. Cast your cares on Him and He will sustain you. And then it says something very, very, very important. And this is why it's so important that we mature in our faith, that we are not tossed around by every wind of doctrine and that we just stay saved people. We have to become righteous people. We have to become disciples, because the rest of this verse says this. He will never let the righteous fall. That's what he says. So Yeshua is saying to you tonight, wherever you are, I don't know where you're going to be in the next couple of weeks. I don't know, you know, where the United States is going to be, the United Kingdom, even South Africa. But one thing I do know, the end is not yet. And Yahweh has a great plan with your life. Yahweh has a great plan with you as a person, as an individual, with you and your family, with the things that still need to take place. And he wants you to know that he will not let you fall. But are we going to worry? Or are we going to have concern? Are we going to ask him how we can do what he wants us to do in this time, to give us the vision and understanding of how to witness during this time of total lockdown? Are we going to ask him, Father, make me a witness, make me an instrument for you, and help me to share this truth with others? That's what he wants us to do.
And also how to have that compassion, how to exercise that compassion, like you said earlier on. I think it's about us also just sharing of our resources. You know, if we have extra toilet paper, hopefully we'll be sharing it. But you can't have my toilet paper. That's not going to go down. So, no, that's the boundary of my compassion. That's my limit. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, you know, just knowing how to be compassionate and to share that compassion, and especially in a country like ours, it's sometimes hard to always know where to help and how to help, you know. But I think just to have that compassion, and if that compassion just leads us to be a people that pray, then that's what we need to do, you know. But I really just feel in my heart that Abba Father wants to speak to us. He wants us to, I just feel him keeping on saying that, like, I'm knocking on the doors of your hearts. I want to open up, let me in. I want to speak to you. I want to reveal hidden things to you. I want to reveal mysteries to you. I want to reveal, you know, great and glorious things that you've never seen before. I want to speak to you about these things. I want to share these things with you. And now's the time, you know, as the world is in panic and so focused on what the enemy does and the things that are happening and this craziness, we need to also pray. And I really want to ask everybody that's listening tonight, let us pray for one another. Mm-hmm. When a spirit of fear is moving upon the earth, do not think that you are immune to having those fearful experiences, because that's what happens when you deeply walk in Messiah Yeshua. And that was part of why Yosef and I were praying so fervently last night. You know, there's a spirit that's at work in the earth, and it starts to spread fear and panic and depression and all these kind of things. And if you're a deeply spiritual person, you have that discernment, you begin to discern it. And that spirit tries to attack your life as well. You know, it's not because of some virus or it's not whatever. You're not even thinking about that. You don't even care about it. You're not even worried about it. You're so happy in your little house, you know, with your toilet paper and everything. Everything's cool. You've got your Coke, you've got your water, whatever, your sweeties, you're happy, everybody's happy. And then all of a sudden, you know, the spirit, it's real. You know, the enemy releases things into the atmosphere, and the Bible speaks about this. So let us pray for one another that we will all be protected. Yes, we are under the blood of Messiah Yeshua. So let's live in that covenant, and let's pray for one another. Let's pray for the open doors. Let's pray for each other. Let's please pray for this ministry as we make decisions on what needs to happen in the next few weeks, and pray for each other that we will just be protected from what is happening. And there's a scripture that I just want to leave with all of you tonight before we go to our song and then come back for prayer. It's a scripture that the Father really gave me to share tonight, and it's found in Isaiah 41, and it starts in verse 10, and it says the following: "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and be assured of this, that I will help you, and I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, which is a hand of justice, a hand of power, a hand of victory, and a hand of salvation." Whatever you are hoping for tonight, whatever you are hoping for tonight, it's beyond what we're talking about, beyond, you know, what the world is facing. You could be, you know, hoping for a breakthrough in finances, a breakthrough in family relationships, in your health, in your work, in some meetings that you need to have this week, in your calling, in whatever, in your family members, in your heart. There's things that maybe you're fearful about. I want you to take this scripture, Isaiah 41 verse 10 tonight, and claim it as your own and say, "Abba Father has said that I will help you, I will strengthen you, I will be with you, I will hold you with my righteous right hand." Whether you need salvation, whether you need victory, whether you need whatever, He is more than able and more than wants to give those things to you. And I pray that once we have, you know, overcome this momentary reality that we are facing, that the world faces right now, this pandemic, that there will be great revelation of truth, great testimony of truth, and great testimony of miracles and healings that we saw happen. And let us not allow the fear, you know, to get us down. I truly believe that when there are hard times, there can really be good fruit in the lives of those who are attached to the true vine. So let us stay attached to the true vine and drinking deeply and bear good fruit in this time that will be a blessing to so many. And so we want to go to a song. I pray that you will love this song. Cody Khan's album just released this week, and I'm loving this album. It's Run to the Father. And when we get back, we're going to have a time of prayer. So don't go anywhere.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see.
I'm
that song is so true, because there is nowhere else to run except to Him. And this evening, I'm not sure if any of you have any prayer requests. And if you do, I'd like you just to put it down so that we can pray for you. And I really want to pray this evening for all of us. And I also want to pray that those that will listen to the broadcast, you know, later, that listen to the playback, I really pray that they too will be richly blessed. And that we as the people of Yahweh will go forth. I know that the army of Yahweh is getting called forth. And sometimes, you know, we have to be honest that the army, I believe, is a great army scattered around the globe. And there will come a time where we will hopefully all be together. But for now, as we are scattered, let us do what Yahweh wants us to do. Let us be the hands and feet that He wants us to be. And let us pray for one another, as Elias said. And let us ask Him to really help us to encourage one another during this time. I think that's important. And it's a blessing to be able to have each other so that we can, you know, encourage one another and pray for one another. I think that's so important. So if there's no prayer requests, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to pray this evening, and let's trust the Father to really speak to us. Father, I want to thank You in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Father, for every single person that is on this coffee break. Father, those that will listen to the playback this evening too, Father, no matter where they are, I pray in the name of Yeshua, Father, that You, by Your Spirit, Father, will fill them till they overflow. I pray, Father, that there will not be a spirit of fear among Your people, but a spirit of boldness, a spirit, Father, not of timidity, but a spirit of clearness, Father, a spirit that is so focused, Father, on Your voice, that is speaking so clearly to them. I pray, Father, as Your word says, that we will always hear Your voice telling us, this is the way, now walk in it. And Father, in a time where the world is in chaos, where the world is turned upside down, I pray, Father, that the righteous will shine, that the righteous, Father, will have the wisdom from above and be able to give the answers, Father, to many people that are seeking for the truth, Father, and looking for the answers in this time. Father, we want to pray in the name of Yeshua Mashiach that You will bless Your people tonight. Father, that Your Spirit will dwell richly within them, that You will fill them until they overflow. And Father, I pray that whether they are in the States, whether they're in South Africa, or whether they're in any other place in the globe, Father, if we have been told to stay at home, I pray, Father, that will be a time of revelation, a time, Father, of Your Spirit empowering us for what lies ahead like we have never experienced before. And Father, we thank You and we honor You. We pray, Father, that we will not lack in anything, Father, whether it be food on our table, whether it be things that we will need during this time. I pray, Father, that You will supply our every need and that we will be able to do what You have called us to do. Father, I also want to pray this evening, Father, for Christy, as she says, and asks, Father, for to be able to continue to study the Word and to give her a heart of compassion. Father, I pray in the name of Yeshua that Your Spirit inside of her will well up. And Father, that You will help her, Father, to have a heart of compassion like she has never had before. Mm. And Father, that when she opens up the Word of Yahweh, Father, that it will become like a three-dimensional map, Father, that will stand out and just go into her heart and into her mind, that there will be such an understanding, Father, that will come upon her in the name of Yeshua, that things will begin to make sense, and that, Father, when she studies Your word, that it will open up more truth, Father, and that she will be led in the direction that You want her to go in. Mm. I thank You, Yahweh, that You have called her for such a time as this, and I pray, Father, that as she studies Your word, that You will speak directly to her heart first, and Father, that You will fill her with joy as she begins to understand and hear Your voice clearer, Father, as she reads Your word. We thank You for her life, and we pray blessing upon her, Father. We pray that her going out and her coming in from this day forward will be blessed, and that You will encourage her, Father, and lift her up. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I just want to say again, thank you to each and every single one for joining us this week on the coffee break. And we just pray such blessings over you and your family, over your homes, over everything that you will do this week. May you be blessed. May you be strengthened. May you have that revelation truth from our Father Spirit. And may He just fill you up with whatever your needs may be tonight. If your heart is just crying out to Him to speak to you, I pray that He will. And may our Father really bless you, keep you, and make His beautiful face to shine upon each and every single one of you. And so let's not stop praying for each other. Let's not stop lifting each other up. And let's not stop having that heart and being the hands and feet of Abba Father. And so be blessed, be good, be awesome. And we will see you next week on the coffee break. Shalom, shalom, and see you next time.
Shalom, everybody. And we look forward, as Leah said, to see you next time. And if you have the time, come on to the group and come and chat there and be blessed by what's been shared. I think it's been a great place to grow and to really just be blessed. Mm. So we're going to play out this evening with a song called My Defender. I played in with it and we're going to play out with it again. Shalom.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, and I stand face to face with the enemy, I will know that I am not forsaken. You surround me when the fire's at my feet. You're my defender. You fight for me. I can see you when the night is closing in, and I will trust you when it seems that there's no hope. Oh, and I hold tight to the promise you have given, 'cause this I know. By the blood of Jesus, saved by the blood, and I'm saved.